You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, it's Food Friday, and we'll be talking about how you can use soup to stay warm and bring people together this winter.
Right now, the Madison Metropolitan School District is preparing to roll out a new program in the fall that will change the structure of the high school experience for many students in the community. The program is called Personalized Pathways. It calls for students to choose a particular pathway and then spend the high school years focused on courses in that area with their pathways cohort. They'll still take the core subjects, the math, the English, a couple of electives, but they'll focus on thematic classes. The plan is part of a move to close the achievement gap and help students prepare for life after high school. Not everyone is convinced. We'll hear from a parent who's voicing concerns about this personalized pathway program next Monday at this time.
Jennifer Cheatham is with us now. She's the superintendent of the Madison Metropolitan School District. Jennifer, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, in your words, how would you describe the personalized pathways plan?
Well, the Personalized Pathways plan is all about making sure that every one of our students graduates from high school, but not only graduates, we want them walking across that stage with a post-secondary plan. So it's about every child ready for college, career, and full participation in our community.
And you've said that this plan is part of an effort to close the achievement gap. How do you see it achieving that end?
Well, right now we have a graduation rate of around 80%. That has been incrementally getting better year after year. But far too many of our students aren't graduating from high school. And as I mentioned, graduating from high school isn't enough anymore. We need every child not only graduating, but graduating ready to be successful in the post-secondary option that sets them up for further success in life. So we feel that this is an obligation. I mean, there are many things happening in our high schools that are working, but they're not working well enough to serve all of our students as well as they could. And we think that there is something structural that's getting in the way. Personalized Pathways is about making sure that every single child is in the driver's seat of their learning, that every single child is known in a smaller, more intimate learning community, that every child can see the relevance of the coursework that they're taking, and can explore in really intentional ways the options that they have for life after high school. We think every child deserves those opportunities.
Now, some parents are concerned that this plan funnels kids into a would-be profession when they're really too young to know what they want, the end of eighth grade. And if you remember what your mind is like in eighth grade, it can be pretty different than what it might be when you're getting ready to apply to colleges. What do you say to that criticism?
I think it's right on, because we don't expect children to be choosing the careers in eighth and ninth grade. This is not about career choices. It's about identifying interests. We think that learning in high school is more engaging when it's thematic, right? And when your courses not only are relevant to the world around you, but are interconnected, right? That they're connected to one another, that what you're learning in science is connected to what you're learning in English, and it's connected to what you're learning in history. So it's really about exploring interests, learning through a theme. So that's what I hope parents will come to understand about the Personalized Pathways approach.
Right now, it looks like, correct me if I'm wrong, it looks like all of the public high schools participating next year will have the same pathway to begin with, which is a health focus.
Yeah.
It's slightly tweaked for some of the schools, it looks like, but the subject is health. Why pick health to begin with?
Well, it's we survey our students every year to learn more about their interests, and health always ranks near the top of the list. We have a lot of health organizations in Madison, so part of what makes Pathways exciting and wonderful is when you can connect the world outside of school to what's happening inside of your school walls. So there were just so many opportunities to work with outside organizations and learn with them through the theme. So we felt like there was a high level of readiness to implement this theme first. And because this is the first pathway that we're implementing, we decided as a community of schools with our high schools that we would all introduce the same theme in the first year, which is why we landed on health. Everyone is sort of kind of tweaking the theme depending on their particular school community. For example, West High School will be focusing on health equity for social justice. But in future years, schools will determine future themes based on their particular their school and that school's interest. So we'll see those themes become more diversified across the high schools over time.
So will all the schools have all the themes? You know, for example, will West High have STEM and health and arts, or is it conceivable that there would be a high school, say, without arts or without STEM?
I think that's right. I think we don't know yet, because we really want each school to be in the driver's seat of determining what those themes are. But what we expect is to see that the themes will be slightly different from high school to high school. Something like STEM or IT may be so popular that we tend to see it across the four high schools. But there may be other themes that become unique to one particular high school. And we're going to need to see how that unfolds over time.
Now, you said earlier that this is about thematic learning and about giving students a chance to figure out what they're interested in.
Yeah.
Are you, in a sense, the worried that you're taking away options by funneling kids sort of too soon and to a particular track, that they may not have the opportunity to discover what it is they love if they're funneled into this very specific coursework?
Yeah, that's a great question, and one that we've been getting a lot of. We don't think so, because what's important to remember is that the way that we've designed the pathway, the first one, the core courses, English, Science, and Social Studies, you would be learning all the skills that you would need to go to any competitive college in those courses, but you'd be learning them through that theme. There'd also be, in your ninth grade year, half of a credit of a kind of a health science exploration, like exploratory, like elective course. Outside of that, there's a lot of flexibility for students to continue to take other courses, world language, the arts, all the kinds of things that they do now. So you don't think that there's a whole lot that's different in terms of choice for students. The main difference is that that their core coursework will have this this connection, this thematic connection, which we think will be highly engaging in that much smaller, more intimate learning community.
Why not do thematic units as just that, units where everyone looks at finances, but it's applied across all the different disciplines, and everyone looks at environmental sustainability issues, but it's school-wide? Why not go that route instead of making it narrower like you've done?
Yeah, we've explored so many different options. We've been planning this for 3 years now, which has been quite the journey. And I think what we've seen in other districts where this work has been successful, that having the overarching kind of umbrella theme across core courses has been highly effective. The research on smaller learning communities that have an umbrella thematic focus has been, just overwhelmingly positive, which has led us to the decision to go down this road. I think one other thing, if I can interject, that I think is important, too, when it comes to this idea of students locking into a choice early, is that students would have the opportunity to move from one pathway to another if they decide that the pathway they had chosen wasn't the right one. And so there is some flexibility there.
We're talking with Jennifer Cheatham right now from the Madison Metropolitan School District, talking about their new personalized pathways program set to begin in the public high schools next fall in Madison. And Jennifer, I know there are some other advantages that you see with this program. One of them is that there will be academic and career counseling. Can you tell us about a couple of the other benefits that you see going into this?
Yeah, undergirding every child's experience in our high schools, beginning of this first pathway, will be what's called an academic and career plan. And that plan is not just a piece of paper, right? It's not just a thing. It's really more of a process where a student continually reflects on what they're learning about themselves, what their interests are, what their thoughts are on their post-secondary plan, right? Where they want to go to college, what kind of post-secondary experience they want to have that will lead to potentially a career that interests them. So I think that process, which is pivotal, I mean, pathways will not work without that at its center, I think is going to have an enormous benefit to our students. I think even the students that we have that are graduating and going to college, I don't think that we as a school system yet, and I think this is true of many school systems, don't do a good enough job of helping students explore all of their possible career options so that they're making the best decision for themselves. So I think that this process is going to have a great benefit to our students, but especially those students who don't have that kind of personal academic guidance happening in their lives at home.
Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, it was a real pleasure.
That was Jennifer Cheatham, superintendent of the Madison Metropolitan School District. She joined us there to talk about MMSD's new Personalized Pathways program, which is set to roll out in Madison's public high schools next fall.
Coming up after the news, it's this week's edition of Food Friday. We'll talk about soups to make, enjoy, and share with friends and family this winter. I'm Rob Ferrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. This is Central Time.